my friend. Just ain't gonna let it do. You oughta feel like the way the best you can do. You gotta treat her like a lady. She's giving to you. Lord, who can sing? You know what I mean. Oh, you got to love her. But most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her,
hold her,
and warn her,
warn her,
and make her feel you'll always need her. You know a woman,
woman
is sentimental,
woman,
and so easy woman, to upset her.
Woman,
so make her feel that she's real, yeah,
real,
and she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange as it seems.
You
know you can't treat a woman mean. So my friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna
treat her like a lady,
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her.
Cornelius Brothers, just treat her like a lady. Morning to you, Art Roberts at WCFL. It's 29 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we got some good things for you.
There's always something strange and wonderful about coming home and seeing the people you love. This summer, come home with Continental Airlines and bring the family. Our family fares take the high cost out of family flying. Call Continental Airlines or our partner in getting things done for you, your travel agent. Then come home this summer.
Come home with Continental Airlines to Kansas City, Los Angeles, Ontario, Albuquerque, and many other hometowns.
Would you believe it? Almost everyone here has the same kind of beach towel.
They all have a lion on the front.
Look, that lion's moving.
How do you do?
Say, aren't you...
I'm Hubert, the Harris Lion.
Why do all these beach towels have your picture on them?
They're what you get free when you open a checking unlimited account at the Harris.
Checking unlimited?
Yes, it's a free checking account. All you have to do is keep your balance above $200 and you don't have to pay any service charges.
What if you fall below $200?
Then all you pay is $2 for that month.
Oh.
But it's still a bargain because you can still write all the checks you want.
And we get one of your beach towels free when we open an account?
Yes, quite a handsome likeness, don't you think?
Well, you know what I think?
I give up.
I think you've got two new accounts for Checking Unlimited.
Checking Unlimited at my bank, the Harris. Member Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
WCFL Chicago.
It's 8:30 at Big Ten with Art Roberts and that song. Diana Ross, reach out and I'll be there.
And you're
Hey, Roberts here at WCFL. It's 8:34. We have just a little trouble as far as driving in is concerned. Like outbound on the Kennedy at Western, there's a stalled car. Inbound on the Eisenhower at Wolf Road, a stalled car. Kennedy is running normal except from Cumberland to the Edens Junction. You'll find a little tight there. And it's tight southbound on I-57, and that's caused by that overturned truck at 147th Street. Some words to remember. Unfortunately, many Americans live on the outskirts of hope. Some because of their poverty, some because of their skin color or ethnic background. Vista volunteers work to change all that. Call 800-424-8580.
Johnny Cash.
There's a whole new way of living. Pepsi helps supply the drive. It's got a lot to give to those who like to live. Pepsi helps them come alive. It's the Pepsi generation coming at you, going strong. Put yourself behind the Pepsi. If you're living, you belong.
Remember Robert E. Lee at 10 o'clock this morning? We have a very, very nice day on our hands. It's partly sunny for today and tomorrow and a heck of a lot cooler. We'll have a high in the lower 70s, cooler near the lake. Overnight will be fair with a low in the lower 50s. Winds are out of the northwest at 12, and the temperature rundown is very tolerable. Northwest is 61, southwest 62, right downtown in Marina City, 58.
Judy, why are you hanging out out the window.
Just look, Mom. Irene's got Peter Max posters on her clothesline.
Those aren't posters. They're Peter Max towels from the car man at Citgo.
Oh, Mom, if Peter Max towels look that good in a clothesline, imagine how great they look in my room as posters. Oh, oh Mom. Oh.
Peter Max towels, just $1.89 with each purchase of $3 or more at participating Citgo dealer stations. Another great premium from the car man at Citgo. Offer void where prohibited by law.
From a very, very fine album. In fact, it has a whole bunch of great songs on it. The album's called Joy of Cooking. That's the name of the group, Joy of Cooking in Brownsville. Morning to you, Art Roberts at WCFL. It's 8:39.
We're out here in Philadelphia where they have one of America's newest supermarkets, a supermarket for cars. You can walk around from dealer to dealer and look at car after car after car. What's interesting about this is that a lot of people come in expecting to buy one kind of car and end up buying another. Your American Motors dealer is very happy about this. He sells a compact called the Hornet. And a lot of people who never considered buying the Hornet are finding out it may be a better buy than the Maverick, Duster, or Dart. It has a bigger engine, a bigger trunk, and a lower list price than the other three. Now that your American Motors dealer is making the best possible deals around, a lot of people are getting even better buys. So before you decide on a Maverick, Duster, or Dart, why don't you take a look at the American Motors Hornet?
Schlitz, Milwaukee, and the world. A treasure hunt isn't a kid's game when it's underneath the Atlantic Ocean. Sharks don't play games. Their ancestors must have had quite a feast 250 years ago when a hurricane sank a fleet of Spanish galleons, along with $14 million in gold doubloons and pieces of eight. If you're lucky, you find some of it. If you're even luckier, you live to celebrate it with gusto. And man, that's when you know what life really is. Because you know you only go around once. And you gotta look for all the gusto you can, even in the beer you drink. And that means Schlitz. Why settle for less? When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer.
Take a big appetite to McDonald's tonight. Order up a Big Mac. It's a meal in a stack.
Here's that song by the Partridge Family, I'll Meet You Halfway.
Will there come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other? Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Come a day when you and I can say we can finally see each other. Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another? Will there come a day? When you and I can say we can finally see each other? Will there come a time when we can find the time to reach out for one another?
What are you thinking about this morning? The cooler weather, maybe, or a day at the beach or pool? The fact that summer's almost here to stay? Or the end of school? The end of the school session, that is. Can't be many people thinking about the end of the whole educational system, but it's a lot closer than you would think, if you were thinking about it. This is Rick James.
If you're looking for a nice way to spend this summer, I've got a couple of good suggestions. Chevrolet's new Chevelle and new Camaro. Cars that have a lot more going for you, even when they're not on sale. But guess what?
They are on sale. Right now, during your Chevrolet dealer's summer sale, a simple, uncomplicated sale that really helps you save money. All you do is order any new Chevelle or Camaro with white striped tires, your choice of wheel covers, deluxe seat belts, and an AM/FM radio or any stereo equipment. Order these on your new Chevelle or Camaro, and we'll help you save some money. It's that easy. Easy to take is summer. Now, during your Chevrolet dealer's summer sale. And remember, buckling those new seat belts is an idea you can live with.
D-Day for the school board. This is Howie Roberts. Polls been open since 6 a.m. Chicagoans voting on whether to retain the present appointed school board or to have the school board members elected.
Based upon the 7 o'clock sampling made indicating the trend in the first hour of voting, people are participating in this election at the rate of 6.5 persons per hour per precinct. If that rate continued, 78 persons would vote in each precinct in the city today for a total vote of 266,136. That rate, if it continued, would be 17.08% of the registered vote, but there will be fluctuations during the course of the day.
Stanley Cusper, Election Board Chairman. Next projection to voters, little after 9:15 this morning. Bet only about 10% vote. What about you?
People talk, and you can hear Chicago.
I have a comment to make about the policeman's salary also. I happen to agree with the woman that just spoke on the radio about the raise in salary and the free education. I think it's terrible because so many of our boys are going to Vietnam and dying, and some even go over there and don't even have insurance and don't know that they don't have insurance. I just lost my 18-year-old brother, and he was over in Korea and died and didn't even have a dime's insurance and came back home. My mother didn't have a penny coming from the government.
The comment lines are open. Call right now, 222-1037. People talk. Chicago speaks.
It's a secret, but the secret is out. The whole Senate knows about it, knows from the words of Senator Stuart Symington, and now we know about it too. A rare secret session of the Senate. Word that President Nixon has violated an order of Congress, an order saying this country will not finance foreign mercenaries fighting for the government of Laos. Symington said he wanted all senators to know about this secret war before voting any more money for it. Nixon administration wants $374 million next year for military and economic assistance to Laos. And the Missouri Democrat says $120 million of that goes to a secret CIA military operation in northern Laos, arming and paying about 32,000 tribesmen to fight.
Draft debate continues. This is John Chambers in Washington. With 25 minor amendments to the draft bill still pending, the last major amendment is expected to fail today, or so its sponsor, Colorado's Gordon Allett, predicts. The amendment would increase pay of lower-grade enlisted men 33 to 117% and cut the fringe benefits to officers. The draft law expires in 3 weeks with no end in sight for the Senate debate.
Question: what's insufferably dirty, rude, crowded, expensive, unpleasant, even dangerous? Answer: New York. This is Bob Christopher. Delegates to the United Nations saying that, but most of them want to keep it there, don't want to move the UN. Time magazine doing a poll. Margin turned out 2-1 in favor of staying. Guess maybe that's good they did. Might be kind of hard to find a city that's real clean, real warm, uncrowded, inexpensive, real pleasant, not dangerous.
Pirates beat Cubs 11-6. Red Motlow Wrigley Field. The Cubs used 6 pitchers in the slugfest. Veteran Phil Regan finished up. Regan seems to have found himself during the closing part of the last road trip, but he's still bothered by umpires looking for that unknown substance they claim is part of his alleged spitball.
It really doesn't bother me when they come out and say one time, but then we had a situation the other night where the umpire told our catcher, well, he just ain't going to call any strikes, and this sort of hurts a little bit when you make a good pitch, and I'd have to say there was probably 4 or 5 pitches that I felt were strikes, and Danny Breeden felt they were strikes, and Wendell Stead just didn't call it, and when they get to this point where they won't call a ball when it's over the plate, then it kind of hurts, yes.
Regan says the key to his success has to be plenty of work.
Watch it, Ryan 95th to 69th, it's bumper to bumper, then another slowdown at Cermak, southeastbound Kennedy at Irving a stall, and on the Eisenhower stop and go eastbound west of Laramie in the third lane. The Edens is tight from Pratt to Cicero, and the Stevenson, central to California, the same way.
Want to comment on a WCFL Big Ten story? Call now,
800-222-1037.
Too chilly? Remember when you were too hot yesterday? Partly sunny today and tomorrow, high in the lower 70s. Cooler near the lake. Overnight fair with a low in the lower 50s. Winds northwest to 12. Temperatures northwest 61, southwest 62, downtown of Marina City 58.
Ike Roberts.
My father sits at night with no lights on. His cigarette glows in the dark. The living room is still. I walk by, no remark. I tiptoe past the master bedroom where my mother reads her.
Together.
Simon, and that's the way I've always heard it should be. Morning to you. Art Roberts here at WCFL. It's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Here's your friendly doctor. You ask me, what do you do when your transistor radio gives up on you? Well, first, maybe you shouldn't be using ordinary batteries. No good, no good. After all, nobody loves a dead radio. It's out, you know, and your transistor radio will stay not dead lots longer if you use what I prescribe. Duracell. That's right. Duracell. The long-distance power cell instead of ordinary batteries. Duracell lasts longer because Duracell is made better. And that's because Duracell eats strange things for breakfast. Right. Strange things. Duracell, the long-distance power cell, lasts far, far, far longer than any ordinary battery. So do like the doctor says and get a whole mess of Duracell, the long-distance power cell by Mallory, and listen to your radio as long as you possibly can while still standing up. Be healthy. Stay swell. Buy Duracell. Dura. Boop, boop, boop. As in power.
What's so super about Super 76? I bet you can't give me one good reason why you call it super.
No.
Hear that, Marge? Can't give me one good reason.
I can give you five.
Five?
Super 76 has five engine cleaners to keep your engine, carburetor, and anti-pollution valve clean. And a clean engine helps reduce pollution.
What do you say to that, George?
That's the old spirit.
The spirit of 76 lives at Union Oil.
Big Ten WCFL, solid gold.
It's such a good song, Stephen Stills. A little bit of philosophy. Love the one you're with.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, because your baby is so far away. Set crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the distance.
Morning. It's 9 o'clock of the Voice of Labor with Art Roberts. And a good song, The Fortunes. Here comes that rainy day feeling.
Here comes that rainy day.
tears, they will be falling like rain.
You know, Nick Biondi has a great honor bestowed upon him. I think you have heard about it because we were talking. You see, Heine is a chimpanzee at the Lincoln Park Zoo, and Heine will be 50. I had no idea that they ever lived that long, but they do. He's going to be 50 years old on Saturday. And so what Biondi's going to do is going to host a luncheon party with a few of the apes that hang around the zoo anyhow, and he's going to have a banana cake he's presenting to Heine. As you can watch all this. You can watch a man make a monkey out of himself. And you can watch it on Friday at 1:30 in the afternoon right at the Lincoln Park Zoo. So why don't you go down there? Be a nice thing. Watch him peel bananas and stuff. 3 minutes after 9 o'clock, Art Roberts at WCFL.
Once upon a time, there were fewer people around.
Hello!
So when those few people met one another, they were very, very polite.
How do you do?
Oh, very well, thank you. And how do you do?
Oh, very
then
well,
the world you. Began to get bigger, and people weren't so nice anymore. One day, a group of men decided that if they were nice to people, maybe people would start being nice to each other. They called themselves the Chicagoland Gallant Men of Olds, and they dedicated themselves to being kind and honest and fair to people. They also dedicated themselves to selling Oldsmobiles, Cutlasses, Toronados, 98s, which are roomy, safe family cars. Well, today, the Gallant Men of Olds sell more Oldsmobiles than practically anyone, and the people who bought those Oldsmobiles are very happy.
How do you do?
Oh, very well, thank you.
Wouldn't you like to be happy?
Sir, you're about to make aviation history. Now, what is the most important thing about flying?
Good, comfortable shoes.
Do you mean shoes are more important than the airplane?
Of course, you boob. What's the airplane got to do with it?
Well, I always thought the airplane was...
Listen, Big Mouth, if a man's got ill-fitting shoes, how can he think in a lofty manner?
Well, I...
How can he get his feet off the ground? Go learn about flying. Learn about feet, stupid. Then you wouldn't be asking silly questions.
Sir, but I was only
Orville,
asking you...
Orville, will you get this creep out of here? He don't know airplanes from feet.
But you don't give a man a chance. All I was trying to do was ask you a simple...
Kinney feels the same way about it. That's why we build a better shoe. That's why we train our salesmen to serve you better, fit you better. Kinney shoes may even make you feel better. You may even feel like flying.
Orville, you get in the back and push, and you, smart mouth, you grab the end of this rope and start running down the beach.
I can't. I got bad arches.
For extra convenience, charge it at Kinney with your local MasterCharge or Bank AmeriCard.
WCFL, Chicago weather.
Great day. Partly sunny today and tomorrow with a high in the lower 70s, cooler near the lake. Overnight should be fair with a low in the 50s. Winds a little windier out of the north at 13, and it's getting warmer. In the northwest, 63, southwest, 64, downtown of Marina City, 59. Something to keep in mind? Well, volunteers are needed now to raise funds for LSD Rescue, a nonprofit help organization. Call 328-5895. James Taylor, and you've got a friend.
When you're down and troubled, and you need a helping hand, and nothing, well, nothing's going right, close your eyes and think to me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north, call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yes, I will. Got a friend. People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. Lord, I'll be there, yes I will. You
got a friend. You got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Ain't it good to know you got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
Art Roberts at WCFL. It's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. You know, Trisha Nixon is on the cover of Newsweek, this week's Newsweek. And there's an article all about her wedding, which you gals might like to read. She's quite a person. She's pretty calm, hasn't lost any weight. You know, in fact, she said she gained a couple of ounces. And she puts things in the right perspective. She says, like, compared to a presidential campaign, a wedding ain't no big thing, see? And that's pretty good. Of course, it's something that her dad might be worried about. Young people are registering Democratic in margins ranging anywhere from 2-1 to 6-1. And there are some 25 million potential first-time presidential voters coming up for the next election. That might worry him.
Move it yourself with Easy Home. It's a moving experience.
Whether you're moving across town or cross country, a professional mover will cost you plenty. Move it yourself with an Easy Haul truck or trailer and save all that money. If you can drive a car, you can drive an Easy Haul Chevrolet truck. Look for our elephants in the yellow pages.
Easy Haul!
You can do it for peanuts. Division National Car Rental.
In 1961, the Drifters sang this song.
You can dance, every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know.
Oh, I know
that the music's yes, fine like sparkling wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
I know. Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart, don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh, I know. Yes,
but
I know.
Don't forget who's taking you home. Say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry
you
on till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to
you
go.
You can dance.
If he asks,
you can dance.
If you're all alone,
you can
he take you,
you
home?
Dance.
You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say
Maybe next, a trip to Red China. To Danville, Illinois high school students. No, see, they've broken the world's records for the longest ping pong match. And they're still ping ponging. 16-year-old Jim McDonald and 16-year-old Rob Burkhart, they began the game at 6 a.m. yesterday. Now, at 7:30 this morning, they passed the old continuous record of 25 and one-half hours, according to the Guinness World Book of Records. And they're still going, people still watching. Boys said the only time it got bad was about midnight, when there was nobody around to watch. Sure, that's just like shouting in a forest when there's nobody to hear it. What'd he say? This is Howie Roberts.
When you buy a new car, you like to be treated right. And you will be at your Chevrolet dealer. Florence Gates of Park Ridge had this experience.
I went to one dealer, and he didn't even get off of his chair to show me anything or to look at my old car. And then I went to a Chevy dealer, and I liked the way he treated me, and I liked the car that they had on the floor, and I bought it.
How about the South Side? Listen to new Chevy owner Willie Baines.
Yeah, when I came in to get this Chevy, they were really lovely people. He was just a gentleman. This salesman was really a gentleman. I mean, he was not one of these high-pressure salesmen or anything. You tell him what you want, and he'd tell you what he had and what he would get for you. And that's what he did.
Your Chevrolet dealer will treat you right, too. From the time you first walk in to when you bring your car back for exclusive Chevy Pit Crew service.
Things are going to change a little bit. This is Rick James at the Vatican. An important papal document to be released Friday. Word is it's a decree that will give local Catholic Church courts greater freedom in granting annulments of marriages. The decree, ready for some time, will simplify procedures for getting a marriage annulled with the blessing of the Church. Up until now, most marital cases had to go to the Vatican, a dispensation from the Pope required. Looks like that won't be the case much longer.
People talk, and you hear Chicago.
You just said in the news that the public schools need more money. Recently, a bill has been passed giving money to parochial schools. And I know for a fact that Lutheran schools don't want the money, because then they'll be subject to decisions of the state. So why don't you give the money to the public schools and help everyone?
The comment lines are open. Call right now, 222-1037. People talk, Chicago speaks.
Russians, what a UN treaty about the moon, to be used only for peaceful purposes.
This letter says in particular that on instruction from the government of the Union of the Soviet Socialist Republics, I ask you to include in the agenda of the 26th sessions of the UNO General Assembly an item on elaboration of international treaty concerning the moon.
TASS radio spokesman, the Soviets want a ban on nuclear weapons on the moon and the outlawing of the use of the moon for attack.
A point of interest, hospitals in space. This is Fred W. Barton. TASS news agency scientific commentator raises the possibility in writing about the Soviet Union space laboratory which is now being built. Viktor Alimov says the weightlessness of space may prove useful in the treatment of certain diseases of man. He says that means orbiting hospitals could become a possibility. Wonder if your hospital plan covers such trips. Maybe you could deduct the mileage from your income tax. Think of the possibilities.
When the package was proposed, he said one of the ways to solve part of the problem was to find jobs for him, and that's just what he's doing. This is Carmen Holloman talking about Governor Ogilvie and his plan to lighten the welfare load on the state. Cab companies complaining not enough people applying for driver jobs, say they have 1,000 openings they can't fill. Governor says he's got 1,000 men who could fill the jobs and lighten the welfare rolls at the same time. If it works out, the state, the cab companies, and maybe even some of the welfare recipients will be happy.
Fred Hubbard stays on. This is Bob Christopher. City council leaders say Second Ward Alderman Hubbard will keep drawing his $8,000 a year salary and $6,000 in expenses unless he's found guilty of a felony. City council minority made up of 6 Republicans and 7 independents got together to talk about Hubbard, see if they could get the city council to call his seat vacant and get a new election. They decided they couldn't do that under state law.
under Fred Hubbard's present circumstances.
Cubs seeking revenge on the Pittsburgh Pirates today. This is Mike Rollins. Cubs took an 11-6 pacing from the Steel City Boys yesterday. Sox, with a day off yesterday, open a road trip in Cleveland tonight. On the football scene, Heisman Trophy winner Jim Plunkett says an agreement is near with the New England Patriots for the 1971 pro football season.
Want to comment on a WCFL Big Ten story? Call right now, 222-1037.
Great today and tomorrow. Partly sunny both days, high in the lower 70s. Cooler near the lake, overnight fair, low in the lower 50s. Right now, winds are north of 13. Temperatures, northwest 63, southwest 64. Downtown Marina City, 59.
All right, Roberts!
I don't know how to love him. What to do?
Song, Von Elliman, and I don't know how to love him. Art Roberts at WCFL. It's 24 minutes after 9 o'clock.
7 up, 7 up, 7 up.
Today is Friendship Day. Remember the Friendship Day slogan, make a friend, be a friend. Repeat the slogan to everyone you meet today, then ask them for a quarter.
Is it true that really tall people enjoy the taste of the Uncola more than short people? Or do they just enjoy it longer?
Taste Uncola.
style, and we love it. The Uncola.
There might be some people who never heard about the fresh, clean taste of 7-Up, the Uncola. But then there are those who've never heard of Chidiock Tichborne, or touched a leaf, or seen the sky.
Big Ten. WCFL.
Here's a good song by John Denver. Take Me Home, Country Roads.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye.